you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Craig and I are going to now attempt a conversation that we had off the air that amused us. This rarely works.
First of all, Craig held off till 8:50 before he had his first alcoholic beverage this morning.
Yes, I did.
Because, you know, I go for me. I go at 7:30, so I'm pathetic.
There are many memes out there. Let's start with, the Beastie Boys did not fight for your right to party.
I like that, too.
And in this case, Craig saw, what was it, a cookie?
Yes, it was written on a cookie. And it ended with, you know, it said, the Beastie Boys did not fight for your right to party so you could drink White Claw.
Yeah.
And true. I thought about it for a minute, and I pointed out that the Beastie Boys merely stated that you have to fight for your right to party.
Right.
But at the same time, they also give examples of themselves, their party hopes being dashed
by the
and having to fight for their right to party, like the porno mag.
That's right.
Yeah. Pop's got you smoking. He said no way.
Took away my porno mag.
And so
that song is 30 years old.
A rallying cry, but they also stated examples of how they did fight for your right to party.
Mom took away
example for you having to fight.
Yeah, I think they were really fighting for their own right to party and saying, you've got to do the same.
You got to do the same.
Yeah, you got to be like we are. Fight for your own right.
Your mom took away your best porno mag.
Can't have that.
No. So they did lead by example.
Yes, they did.
Of course, many people are saying, what's a porno mag?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That song's 30 years old. It's a magazine that featured porn, basically skin magazines.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Skin Dog will be here tomorrow.
Got almost 35 years.
Naked. Has the circulation dropped dramatically?
Yeah, that's License to Ill. That's 86, isn't it?
Of internet porn?
85, 89.
Oh, it has to.
I would assume so.
What?
You don't have to go buy the little three-pack in the...
Right.
In the plastic?
The print porno.
There's no skin at... I don't think there's any skin at my gas station I go to. I don't think there is.
Didn't Playboy quit making it for... A little while, the actual magazine.
Yeah,
and
even Playboy.
No, the magazine's out there.
I think it came back.
Yeah, no, I think it went away for a while.
No, it was just nudity.
They went online.
No, nudity. The magazine.
Oh, that's right.
The magazine.
Yeah,
around.
They tried to make it like Maxim.
Okay, so the publication never went away.
No,
they never went online exclusively.
No,
that is correct.
The mag still exists.
We are celebrating National Pasta Day.
All right.
We're not so.
No, we're not.
So many different kinds of pasta.
Nope. I'm drinking water and infused alcohol.
But they're all pasta.
I wish you'd have told me. I've had pasta the last two nights.
Yeah. What are you going to do tonight?
Oh, yeah. So you're going to have it three nights in a row now.
Nope. I don't think so.
Huh. He's a rebel. You don't do it on pasta day.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you don't quit
not.
Smoking on National Smokeout Day.
No, you don't.
You know?
That's just crazy. Following the crowd.
Right.
Lemmings.
Big time.
Strong storm system known as a bomb cyclone will lash the eastern seaboard from the mid-Atlantic to New England today. Wind gusts as high as 60 miles an hour, up to 3 inches of rain, posing a flash flood risk.
Who's coming up with these new terms? I've been a weather geek for a long, long time.
Yeah, that bomb thing sounds stupid, doesn't it?
That's a pretty recent one. The bomb cyclone, the polar vortex. I've not heard those terms except in the last couple of years.
Especially the bomb. Yeah, the bomb is. I don't get it either.
The reason we bring this up is because it could affect travel. Several flights already canceled. So look into that. Plus, a storm forming in the Gulf of Mexico could threaten the U.S. Gulf Coast. 60% chance of the system turning into a tropical cyclone over the next few days.
Just John Oliver did his 20-minute piece about the National Weather Service, NOAA, mm-hmm. AccuWeather, Weather Channel, and a lot of the meteorological community is pissed at the Weather Channel for naming Winter Storm.
That's true. Well, it didn't catch on. Nobody calls them that.
No, they still do it.
I know, but nobody. Nobody cares, and nobody calls it that.
Nobody else.
It's their own little
latches onto
their
that
little boner. There.
It's just the Weather Channel.
Nobody says it.
Well, it gives it false importance.
Right.
Yes.
Right. You it know. Does.
That was their objection.
He's totally right about that.
Because a hurricane can, you know,
it's more important.
It can kill you, and right. The winter storms, they say, you know, they're not
different.
They're not nearly as deadly.
Hazardous on the road, but you're right. You sit in your house and you shovel and you go ahead and you stay home a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. In general.
Yeah. It would be like naming a large thunderstorm system.
Yeah.
And they don't do that.
Bill came through last night. Did you hear that? They named that thunderstorm? Yeah.
They don't name tornadoes.
No. That's another great point. They don't. And they actually do damage.
Yeah.
Speaking of tornadoes, the star of Twister got T-boned, Helen Hunt.
She could be okay?
Yeah, what a segue.
It was a nasty thing. She was the only passenger in the back seat, and she was T-boned. The vehicle got rolled over onto its side, was it?
I just saw.
And she's in serious, but she's going to make it.
Okay. But that guy gets to say, I T-boned Helen Hunt.
Yeah.
But not in a good way.
No.
The Mad About You's coming back. They're rebooting that.
Yeah, limited series. One
is that
of those
what it
things.
Is? Okay.
Yeah, like 8 or 10 episodes.
I was tipping around the TV the other day, and you know, Castaway was on, and I stopped on it for a second. It was the end. And when he comes over and sees her, and she saved the Jeep for him, but she's married and has a kid now. Sad, sad-ass scene, man. You know? She's always been cool and sexy. Don't you think she's sexy as hell?
Oh, yeah.
Illinois. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That wife beater in Twister.
Oh, my God.
Legendary.
What's the movie where she's the surrogate?
Yeah, you've watched that. I don't watch that. Yeah. That's a more recent one, too.
That was interesting.
She's old and naked in that, right?
I think it might actually be called The Surrogate.
I think it is.
Yeah, if you want to find out what that was called, just type in Helen Hunt nude.
That's
whatever pictures show up, you know, it's from that.
Full frontal.
God, you were quick,
yeah,
man.
I think that's her only film nudity.
Yeah, I think so.
And she waited a while.
Yeah, that was like 5 years ago.
If she'd have whipped off that white beater, and that was 96, was Twister. I'm glad she's okay, because I think she's a great actress. As good as it gets, she's amazing in that with Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, I think that Surrogate movie was...
A couple years, right? 4 or 5 years ago?
No, maybe more than that.
Okay.
8 or 10 tops.
She's 56 now.
So just type in Helen Hunt nude, and it'll tell you what film that was.
As nude as that picture the guy sent us? Is it a full frontal?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole bit.
Yeah, she is.
I didn't hear you typing that day. Do you mentally type in nude now? Does the computer read your eyes? I didn't hear you typing.
The sessions.
Yeah. Oh, the sessions.
That's okay. No, on his computer, it might actually just pop in nude.
That's
true. If he types in a proper name, it'll just say nude.
Yeah, it autofills.
Afterwards.
It's learned.
It does. It does autofill.
H-E-L. Did you mean Helen Hunt nude?
Here you go, Craig.
Why, yes. Yes, I did.
Computer winks at him.
Yeah, the sessions was 2012.
There you go, Craig.
Are they doing a new Mad About You?
Yes.
Yeah, IMDb says 2019.
Yeah.
And they're filming it now.
Limited series, yeah.
Where's that going to be?
I don't know.
I think it might be NBC.
Yeah, it might be.
I believe that's going to be put in the unnecessary pile.
Oh, so it's not a streaming product.
It's a cute show.
No, I don't know what it's going to be. Yeah. But I...
Well, they're back together. They're still together.
I sincerely don't care.
No, I don't either. But the original show was kind of cute, though.
Here's the problem. Okay. Yeah. Yes, it was for a while, but then they were having marital problems.
Yeah, and nobody bought
that. Who cares?
And nobody bought that.
That's not what you're watching that show for. Nope. They're stupid marital problems.
Nobody bought them having problems.
No one cares. That's not why we watch it.
No, they were cute and they were happy.
Your stupid little dog is funny and make us chuckle.
And they didn't have any kids, which is perfect.
Yes. And then they did have a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Jeez.
And I don't
ruin everything.
I don't remember how the series ended.
Here do I.
But I know that whenever I was reading about it, they said, well, there's that problem of the ending that they're basically just going to ignore.
Somebody dies?
I
They may have just gotten divorced or hate each other.
They
or
might
something.
Have. I don't recall.
I don't think it would have ended. That was too happy a show for it to end to be end of.
Oh,
divorced.
But they did have a conclusion. They did have a final episode that was,
somebody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
That was into that show. That was the '90s, wasn't it?
Yeah, late 90s.
Early 2000s,
we
maybe.
Were just kids. I'm starting to confuse myself anymore. I have no idea when I was born anymore. I had to fill that out the other day on something. I think I don't know how old I am. I was buying plane tickets. I know how old I am.
So the last episode flashes forward to when their kids are grown, and you find out that they got separated.
Oh, it was a flash forward thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there was no reboots back in those days, so now there is. Okay, got it.
Were they bringing their significant others over to the Christmas party?
No.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to read to the bottom here. I don't know. I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't a regular viewer of the show. I knew it, but that was pre-DVR days, and I was doing other things. Like fighting for my right to party.
Exactly.
In that era of my life, I was not hanging out watching nightly TV.
Because partying takes up a certain amount of time.
It did.
Fighting for your right to party takes a considerable amount of time as well.
Yeah. We fought the whole time.
Right.
Yeah, I think for every minute you party, you spend at least 30 seconds fighting
for it.
Oh, at least. Right, it might be 2 minutes.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what the exact ratio is.
Depending on the fight.
But there's fighting. And there's partying. Did we talk to Helen Hunt before the Sessions movie? I recall a conversation with her at one time.
We may have.
Okay.
Yeah. That might have been about the time.
Because wasn't Twister filmed not too far away from Omaha?
'96 was the
Southern
movie.
Kansas, Northern Oklahoma.
Yeah, I thought it was Iowa.
No.
I could be wrong.
No, I'm pretty sure a lot of those little towns that they mentioned are actual little towns
in
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Jim Beam is giving visitors a chance to book a one-night stay at a house on their grounds at the distillery.
Here's my problem with the Jim Beam commercial. They say that when Prohibition ended, Jim Beam wouldn't drink until he made his first batch.
Oh, that's right.
Crap.
Bull.
That is crap. If a guy was into making whiskey, as soon as Prohibition, first of all, he drank during Prohibition, so I'm not going to buy any of that crap. I like everything about the commercial is quaint, cute, cool. The barn's great. Everybody shows up to help build Jim Beam. He did not wait.
If nothing else.
He's a whiskey maker. He drank whiskey. He probably was making batches illegally before he could sell it real.
If nothing else, he's testing out the competition.
Thank you. He's not waiting to get his first batch of whiskey to have a drink when Prohibition was legalized.
And Jim Beam can't sue us now.
I like Jim Beam.
Because he's dead.
Well, Jim Beam
is a company around him right now.
Jim Beam is the one for me that years ago, I got
chunks.
Violently ill after drinking way too much Jim Beam. And it was way too much.
Yeah, I did that on turkey once.
And
not regular turkey.
I had maybe a sip of Jim Beam since then. And this is a lot of years ago.
I think I have some in the bar cart if you'd like to remedy that.
I'm fine. I don't need it. I'll have any of your other whiskeys.
He's got his purest still water full of alcohol.
I do have that.
Yes, well, we can mix it.
Yeah.
Still water.
See, yes.
Not just a town in Oklahoma anymore.
Right.
It's a reference to water that isn't bubbly.
With alcohol in this kind.
Yeah. So you can stay the night at Jim Beam's distillery, their brewery.
Is that Mila Kunis right there? You get to stay the night with her?
Yeah, for $23 a night.
Well, maybe her and Ash need the cash.
Not the $24 you'd expect to pay for her.
So is there a cot in the room somewhere? You spend the night, right? To get a free run of the whiskey?
The house accommodates six people. The $23 covers lodging, a guided tour, a barbecue dinner, and a Jim Beam bourbon tasting.
It's a pretty good price.
Is this like a hostel style, or it'd be 80 other people in the house?
No, it only fits six.
Okay. So that's 24 a person?
It doesn't say. It just says $23 a night. It's a three-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath.
Whose house is it?
Jim Beam's.
The original guy?
Well, it's on the grounds.
Got it.
Yeah. There's probably a two-drink minimum.
I bet there is.
Well, it comes with a fully stocked bar.
And you can help yourself to that?
That's what I would consider a fully stocked bar in my room. Fishing docks, backyard.
And a massive hangover the next morning.
Major hangover.
They say you will live, eat, and even sleep like the seven generations of master distillers.
Oh, you are a freak, Dan. You're into that.
I'd pay $24 just for the fishing pond.
I know you would. It was going to come up.
Fred Noe, the seventh generation master distiller at Jim Beam and Airbnb property host, said once guests have learned how the world's number one bourbon is crafted, they can enjoy the other elements, including an original staircase from the Jim Beam distillery from the Prohibition era, a bourbon bar with seasonal cocktails, and dinner at Fred's Smokehouse.
Oh, Fred.
And a bottle of Advil for the next morning.
Oh, my God. You are just hung.
Maybe some Tums, too.
You are hung over.
The reason that it costs you $23 to spend the night there, and I assume that's per person.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Is because it's the equivalent of a premium bottle of extra-aged Jim Beam Black.
Could you stay there and, bring your own vodka?
Whiskey makes me frisky.
Yeah, you know, not much for the bourbon. I got some McCormick's here.
I'll make some. I can do the old Manhattans, but then, like I said, Push is right. If you do a bunch of Manhattans, have the Advil ready.
Well, yeah, because if you're there for one night, you're going to feel obligated to go hard and really get into the whiskey.
Right, right.
And
disables my dinky.
All right,
next day is going
to
be brutal.
Good to know if you're telling a stranger and Todd's staying there with you.
Well, that's not too far out of Louisville, so I would imagine.
What's that documentary I told you guys to watch? It's really cool. It's about
Bitcoin.
Whiskey. I've seen Bitcoin. It's not really
you didn't that. Watch it.
It's probably booked for Kentucky Derby already.
They're only doing it for between late October and the end of the year.
Oh, okay. But I bet you they'll continue it.
Oh, that's going to be booked.
Jack the rate up.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of nice amenities.
Beautiful.
I drink whiskey every day and suck a bunch of finger. I don't remember doing that at all.
I don't know that I thanked you enough for that.
I said that. What's it called, Puss? It's basically just about all those breweries outside of, distilleries outside in Kentucky that make whiskey.
Oh, I think it's called Neat.
That's it. It's really good.
Oh, they go around the bourbon trail in the state of Kentucky?
And they go to every one of them. They're all neighbors. Although they're competition, they all get along. They borrow each other's barrels when they need them. If there's a fire, just a bunch of, Hill Jacks that make whiskey,
And I'm looking at this.
It's a cool documentary.
This thing's listed through Airbnb, and it is $23 total
For the night. Six of you?
Yeah.
Of you for $23.
Yeah, the listing on Airbnb is for $23.
So it's just under $4 a person.
Yeah.
If you want to load up.
But you can only stay one night.
Yeah. Who cleans the puke up? Somebody's blowing chunks.
Well, they charge it. Yeah, it's $23, then plus $150 cleaning fee for Airbnb.
Because you're right, Puss is right. You're obligated to get smashed on whiskey that night. Who's going to say, I spent the night at the Jim Beam place, and man, we got loaded. Of course, everybody would say that.
Let's go to the Jim Beam house and drink responsibly.
Kentucky fishing license is not included, I assume.
Yeah. Probably not.
Because they want you to have fun.
They don't even suggest you go fishing, actually. There's a dock out there, but the fun's in here.
You're going to be drunk enough, we'd really rather you stay away from the water.
Yeah.
Then again, if it's private property, do you need a Kentucky fishing license?
Oh,
it depends on Kentucky state law.
Yeah. Whiskey disables my dinky.
So you might be fishing, Todd.
I would.
I know.
I absolutely would if they got a fishing pond
you're
right there.
You're useless in the house with that dinky problem.
There is a severe short supply of cabins with fishing ponds in front of them.
Yep.
I've looked.
Should buy one.
Yeah, there's a short supply of fishing ponds.
Absolutely.
And you got to put a house up.
There you go, Todd.
Out of Lincoln, Nebraska, a gentleman is recovering after he spent 24 hours stuck in a drain pipe.
Oh. Just the claustrophobia would just be amazing. Just like stuck in there like the fat kid in
No.
In Willy Wonka?
No.
One of those tubes?
No. Someone heard a man crying for help from the drain and called the fire department. Officials say the man had no food, no water while he was trapped for those 24 hours.
Was he walking somewhere and fell down to a hole?
They have no idea how he became stuck inside the 4-foot-wide pipe with a bicycle.
Does he have no idea?
Yeah, have they tried asking?
Do I need to say that again?
Should they have no idea? Does he have an idea?
They have no idea how he became stuck inside the 4-foot-wide pipe with a bicycle.
Yeah, how'd the bike get in there?
Thank you.
Yeah.
They don't know that either.
Again, maybe ask him.
Yeah.
What happened?
He might not be forthcoming.
Dude, call us. Break that story here. Accidents are accidents. You're riding down the street. Maybe there was an open hole somewhere and you fell into it.
With your bicycle.
What part of Lincoln?
This doesn't say right.
All right.
Yeah, that's Journalism 101 is, ask the guy.
If you fell into a hole at Lincoln, and I know a lot of you have. Craig did a couple of times.
Oh, God, yes. And I was grateful.
You fell into a lot of holes in Lincoln back in the day, right?
It didn't always take me 24 hours to get out.
And there wasn't always a bicycle.
Right. Sometimes it took me a couple of years.
But you eventually got out.
I did.
Oh, you're kicked out of that one hole.
At least.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.